Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Wednesday, May 27th. Glad you're tuned in and listening today over WSOF and WAJJ Radio, and I hope you are enjoying the blessings of the Lord and being safe. Amen. Well, God's been good to us, hasn't he? I'll tell you, thank God for his goodness, grace, and blessings. Amen. Well, we are still in the restricted services here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, so tonight we will be airing our Wednesday night prayer meeting live on the radio at 7 p.m., but we will not be open for services tonight here at the church. Be restricted services. Lord willing, next Wednesday night we should be open back up. Hopefully our plans are that Sunday morning we'll kick back in full gear, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And so I hope you'll make plans to help us with that and pray for us towards that and all those things as well. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to get ready to go to a couple of songs that I've got queued up here, and then the message that I'm preaching on, I call it a Memorial Day service. And this whole week, we're going to continue that message that I hope will be a blessing to you. But first, as I said, I've got two songs queued up. I've got one by some of the ladies in our church singing one entitled "He's Still in Control." And then I've got one by the Shepherd family, which is my wife's favorite song that we did. And that's the one entitled "At the Crossing." Get you turn in your Bibles, if you will, to Exodus chapter number 3. I'm going to preach to you a little bit about some importance, I believe, of a memorial and a Memorial Day. All right, Exodus chapter number 3, we'll begin our reading in verse number 13. Exodus chapter number 3, this is the story of Moses. I say story, that doesn't mean that it's a made-up story. It is the account of Moses before the burning bush out on the desert, and he saw this bush burning. God was in the bush speaking to Moses. Verse number 13, "And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come to the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you. And then shall they say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them?" Here's his answer. "And God said unto Moses, I am that I am." Those are all capital letters, letting you know that's God's holy name. It's actually, they say that's the name Jehovah. "I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob hath sent me unto you. And this," look at this, "and this is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations." God set up a rock, if you want to say it that day. God set up a stone. His name is the solid point. His name is the focal point. He said, "That is my memorial. That's how I want to be known. I am that I am." Remembering is important. In our text that I read to you, our original text, Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 through 15, God gave that lengthy introduction of himself, naming himself for the first time to a mortal man. He gave that name, "I am that I am," later shortened to just "I am." "I am that I am" is this. Nobody made him God. He's God. He always has been, whether anybody wants to recognize it or not. Amen. There is a God in heaven. That's God said, "I am." That's all he needed. Who said for me to come down there? "I am," said. Amen. He's big enough to make himself. He's big enough to make everything that is. He's big enough to get his people out of bondage. Amen. "That is my memorial." Verse number 15. He says there at the end of that, "And this is my memorial unto all generations." As long as there's a human being living, I want them to remember me, that I am the God, the only one that really is God. Amen. There's some importance in remembering. He uses the word remembrance in verse 14 and the word memorial. And memorial, if you look it up, it has the idea of a remembrance. Memorial Day is a day of remembering.
Memorial Day is a day of remembrance. Now, I looked up the word remember. I'm interested in words, and I'm finding out more and more and more. Our words, they say they mean something. They do. They mean more than we realize they do. But the word remember comes from two Latin words, old Latin words, by the way. Re, meaning to do again. We know that. Repeat, re, a lot of things that redo. Re, meaning to do again. Memor, M-E-M-O-R, means mindful. Remind. Being mindful. The word memory is the mind working within itself. That's what memory is. Memor, coming with memory, it's the mind working within itself. To remember means to call to mind. Amen. We use that type of language when we talk about recall. Recalling things. Amen. You remember those. It means to bring it back to mind. We talk about recollect or recollect. It means to collect our thoughts about a subject. To bring them back together. So the word remember, it's in the word memorial. I said that word memorial is found 32 times in the King James Bible. Here's an interesting point. 29 of those times are in the Old Testament. 29. Only 3 times in the New Testament. And I'll say something about that in the New Testament because we'll get to that one in a moment. But in the first case, when you think about God, God wants you to recollect His power. God wants you to recollect His provision. God wants you to recollect His sufficiency. That He needs nothing. We're needful. He's not. Amen. He don't need us. We surely need Him. Amen. That's what He wants you to remember when you think about God. In the second case, God told Moses to put down these things in writing. Why? To stir up Joshua. To stir up the mind of Joshua, that he might remember how evil Amalek was, that he might remember how unprovoked Israel was, that he might remember how God moved on their behalf. Amen. That it might stir him up to action. And so you got the idea there that a memorial was to stir up Joshua. It was also to inform Joshua to stand strong and to do God's will faithfully. Amen. God put some things down in writing that He wants us to repeat and to reflect on and to recall and to recognize and to remember and to never forget. He wants us to put those things in action. Why? Because remembering stirs us up. By the way, here's some good advice to families. When you've been over the problem and it's over and done with, a good thing to do your best to forget it. Amen. Don't remember it. Don't rehash it. Don't bring it back up, because when you do, you very well may stir back in that mess. Amen. And you know, some things you stir in, just think more and more and more you stir in them. Amen. Amen. But remembering stirs us up. I'm convinced that's probably one of the reasons some of this pacifist, limp-wristed crowd wants us to forget about American history. Well, I'll say this and I'll move along. Remembrance stirs us up. It stirs us to rejoice when we recognize how good God was and is. It stirs us up to react when we realize how evil the devil is and how evil the enemy may be. And it stirs us to action. It stirs us to diligence. And it stirs us to faithfulness. That's why it's good for us to remember. Amen. Our nation needs to remember. Our nation needs to remember that the blessings of freedom, the blessings of prosperity, the blessings of safety have cost us dearly in times past. Amen. Our present blessings came at the price of blood. Amen. Those soldiers deserve to be remembered. Their stories deserve to be told. Amen. Not just told, but retold and told again. I remember when I was a boy in school, I mean, they told us about George Washington. I mean, but he never done a thing wrong in his life except for chopping down that cherry tree, but he didn't even lie about that. And he was just such a great man. Abraham Lincoln, just honest Abe. They told all these stories about how great these men were, but then it wasn't long. They started pulling them down off of their pedestals. By the way, I'll say this. I'm not going to say that he didn't have flaws. You have flaws. I have flaws. The best person you know has flaws. But that don't mean that you have to go around all the time talking about their flaws. That don't mean that you don't ever talk about their good things and the benefits. Amen. But they took our heroes down from their pedestals and they started putting up what I think are pathetic heroes. Ball players, movie stars, and musicians. Pathetic. Sorry, I put this note here. I'm of the opinion that the failure to teach history to our students in school is one of the major downfalls of our modern education system. They don't teach American history. They don't teach much about history at all. I read a few years ago, they said in a California history book, it wasn't a grammar school, either high school or college history book, had one paragraph, three sentences about George Washington, had 14 pages about Marilyn Monroe. Something bad wrong there. Amen. Something bad wrong. I believe it's a major downfall of our modern education system. Now, some might call it a communist conspiracy. I've heard that. Others might apply the blame to a globalist, one world movement conspiracy. I've heard that. But I think whatever the reason is, it's a detrimental, devilish, perhaps demonic conspiracy. In bygone years, soldiers were heroes. But since the 1960s, soldiers have been too often portrayed as villains. And I'll just plug this. This is my opinion, and so you can take it for what it's worth. I'm not telling you this is Bible, but I'll say this. If football players don't want to come out on the field when the national anthem's being played, I don't want them coming out on the field at all. Amen. If you don't like our country, you are welcome to leave. And take anybody else with you that feels the same way. Amen. That's right. We don't have to build walls to keep people incarcerated in our nation. We got to try to build some walls to keep criminals out. Because they're doing their best to come in. Amen. That's true. I'm afraid that America has amnesia. She's forgotten. I'm afraid that America suffers Alzheimer's. She can't remember some things she needs to remember. Amen. People that cannot remember important things have a tendency to be confused about a lot of things. Amen. We see it in the human realm. Can I say our nation has become so confused about so many things because she has forgotten where she came from and how she got here. She's forgotten so many things that they need to be reminded of. I say it this way. Our nation needs to remember how the United States became the greatest nation on the earth. Amen. It wasn't a great country before Christopher Columbus came over here and ruined it. It wasn't a great country while the Indians had the utopia going across our nation. It wasn't a great country. No. It wasn't a great country until the pilgrims came to America not looking for gold, not coming for greed, but trying to escape the clutches of the Roman Catholic and the Protestant movement in England. Amen. They wanted to worship God in freedom and in liberty. Amen. And they carved out of this waste barren wilderness a nation. And they didn't do it with communism either, by the way. Amen. They didn't do it with communism. They tried it. William Brewster, you read about it. You read Plymouth Plantation. You read about it. They tried communism. It did not work. People starved. You know why? Because if you can't reap the benefits of your own garden, why mess with it? If the fellow next door gets to lay in bed all day and you got to take him your tomatoes, then why bother working your tomatoes? Amen. And so they realized that in order to have a nation that could support itself, that it had to be a capitalist nation. Now, I'm not talking about greed running rampant. I know that has happened. But I'm telling you, we're living in a day when communism's getting more and more pleasing to the people. Socialism's getting more and more exciting to the people. That's amen. Why is it Well, it's gaining such a foothold because we're living in a nation that wants free things. And I put the word free in parentheses, in quotes, not parentheses, in quotes, because nothing is really free. Free health care? Somebody's got to pay for it. Free housing? Somebody's got to pay for it. Amen. Free lunch, free cell phones, free college tuition, free everything. Somebody has to pay for it. Can I say even freedom? Freedom. Somebody paid for it. Somebody paid for it. And if you go to communism, you throw away your freedom. And by the way, history proves that everywhere it's ever been tried. History proves it. But people don't know their history. After accepting communism and socialism, they give away their freedom and they become enslaved. And history proves it out. Remembering is important. Number two, let me say this. I won't take as long with these next 2 points, I don't think. Recognition is important. In our scripture here in Matthew chapter number 26, there's the account given. The same account is told in Mark chapter number 14. Interesting that in both accounts, our Lord uses the word memorial. That's the word we're looking at. About this woman. Wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial. It's interesting to me, there's only 3 times the word memorial is used in the New Testament, and 2 of those are the same account of this woman that gave a great sacrifice. That this woman that performed an honorable deed, that this woman who had made a great point of honoring her Savior, amen. He said, she's going to be remembered. There's going to be a memorial of it. Amen. And so I look at it again. It shows great relationship to Memorial Day. Recognizing that somebody made a great sacrifice. Recognizing that somebody did an honorable deed. Recognizing that somebody made a statement that some things are worth giving up other things for. Amen. The honorable deeds and the sacrifices associated with it are what Memorial Day is about. This type of memorial or recognition does not do any good to the one being remembered. This woman, I don't know her name and you don't either. I can't say thank you to her. One day we may get to. I understand that. But my point is this. You go lay a flower on a soldier's grave, it don't help that soldier. He's dead and gone.
That's right. It doesn't do anything for that soldier, but it does help us. It helps us to remember, and it helps us when we show honor. Matter of fact, it brings glory to God, and it'll redound to blessings on our behalf if we'll show some honor. Amen. And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there, but Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message throughout this week. And let me remind you that this being Wednesday, this will be time for our midweek prayer service tonight at 7 p.m. We are not open for visitors and open for service tonight. Lord willing, this will be the final Wednesday night that way of restricted services. But we will be airing it live on the radio. And so hope you'll tune in tonight, 7 o'clock, for our midweek prayer service here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.